This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about
now. Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
It makes me sad.
Yeah. Let's do that.
I told you, you dumb bitch.
That bitch. I came hard today.
I'm coming hard.
That whiny bitch.
You little bitch.
He's a bitch.
This son of a bitch.
Holy cow. Morty return his calls, you freaking bitch. What is up with that? She is an aloof bitch. Pop me up over there, bitch. Grade A prime bitch. Lace him up, you little bitch. Let's go. Freaking punch it, bitch. I mean, I love him, but what a bitch.
I told you, you dumb bitch.
There you go.
Yeah, it's our
little bitch compilation
it's
there.
It's our masterpiece.
We got a lot of them.
Yeah. It's our green jacket.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who
gives? That's listen.
Not gold jacket, green jacket, who gives?
Look, that's a overrated movie, but...
What's that from?
Happy Gilmore.
Oh.
And Happy Gilmore 2 is going to be the worst thing of all time. But that gold jacket, green jacket is great.
Well, we're so far over...
We got to break.
...from hot J.J. Watt at the Masters talk that we have to break.
Hmm.
So we're not going to get into anything right here, because if we do...
That makes me sad. Well, we don't have a boss, so, you know.
Oh, it makes me sad.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing that.
But we should probably... I mean, yeah. Oh, God, it's 6:18.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Ron, are you paying attention?
Nope.
Nope. We should probably break.
Put your big boy pants on. Rop is here.
Ooh, I like that. I don't remember that one. I do like telling people to put your big boy panties on. I do that one from time. Look, put your big boy panties on. Let's get to it.
All right. So White Lotus, they're saying the show, you know, the TV show or the
overrated.
Yeah. Is that a TV show?
Yes, it is.
It's a television.
It's a streaming show.
That's getting worse and worse.
Well, they are saying that behind the scenes, it was like Lord of the Flies.
Yeah. And everyone was doing each other.
They were all doing it.
Right.
So we will get to that to kick off the club next on The Fan. All right, we are back, and we are going to talk White Lotus.
It's the what?
Now,
what?
The show, I know you didn't like this season.
Well, it's become a cultural phenomenon, but this is my problem that when shows become cultural phenomenons, they just tread on... reputation. White Lotus season 1 was really good. White Lotus season 2 was okay, solid. And I thought season 3 was by far the worst of it, and I thought it just it was a bad series that got lazy. And but because it's the White Lotus, you're like, oh, you got to watch the White Lotus. I'm like, eh, it wasn't very good at all.
I thought the second season was the best of the three.
Yep.
I didn't mind this last season, but I get why you would say that. Like, I think the show is unique, and
it's a different watch. And
yeah.
This one did struggle. I liked more of the setup than I liked the finish on this one.
For sure. The final episode was
so lazy.
There was a lot of promise to this when it first kicked off, and it feels like they kind of missed the mark as the plot went on.
Yeah. So anyway, in the wake of the season 3 finale, the big thing everyone's talking about is the dad who wore the Duke shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That was
hanging, that was hanging dong.
Yeah. Jason Isaacs, I think, is his name.
That's right.
Yeah. He's a Brit.
He came out and said that it was Thunderdome on the set because they were all away from their spouses in Thailand filming. And
I guess what happens in Thailand,
they all just partied and banged and got in fights and hated each other. And
you know Schwarzenegger's kid was in there mixing it up. You know it.
Well, he's now had to try to set the record straight.
Whoops.
Because now everybody's...
And by set the record straight, that just means that he's trying to backtrack because everyone's like, hey, man, the hell? You can't be outing us all. Can you imagine if you were away at some radio thing for 3 months, and you're over there talking to your wife every night, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's kind of boring here, and we're just laying by the pool, and, you know, it's pretty low-key. And then, like, I come out in an interview after you're home, and I'm like, oh, my God, you kidding me? Ladyboys everywhere, and everyone's doing each other, and there was mounds of coke everywhere. Like, ah!
And you're doubly pissed at that guy because he says in his initial quote that his wife was on set with him. So it's like, because she's in the business, too.
Yeah,
so it's nice for him to say, but everyone else is getting screwed by his comments.
I'm not doing it. Meanwhile, your wife comes home and is like, hey, Asachi, let's have some chats about what happened. I would immediately call Asachi. That dude up and be like, hey, man. What
Shut
the
up.
Hell? Shut your mouth.
Yeah, I think that
Not cool.
He ended up saying his wife was also in the movie business, but she hadn't been in a while.
Yeah.
And he just basically said, you forgot what it was like when actors, you know, famous people are shooting a big-time show.
Together.
And they're all away on location. Yeah. It's freaking Thunderdome, which I'd never really thought about that.
Pretty
but
cool, though.
I bet that is...
In Thailand, on location, away from everyone.
At that hotel?
At that hotel for a couple months. You know stuff's going down. And
so,
look, and you know what's happening. The appropriate thing to do is everyone shut up.
So he says some friendships were lost while filming. There were feuds. He said that people were doing it, and of course that led to internet trying to figure out who was doing it with who.
Yep.
And he said it was really wild, but now he has come out and said everybody's got it all wrong, because we are only going off of his exact words.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said nobody has the slightest clue what they're talking about. People who think they're onto something, and it gets magnified because of 1,000 other people, nobody has any clue. So they asked him to clarify, and he said, first of all, it's none of your business.
You made it everyone's business. You talked about it, you douche.
Then he said, I'm just saying it wasn't a holiday, and partly I started saying that because people think we were on a 7-month holiday, and believe me, it felt like work a lot of the time. It was insanely hot, and there's the normal social tensions you get anywhere.
Not just work. Didn't he, in his original statement, say prison camp?
Yeah.
Now, I think he said
it was like said it was like a cross between summer camp and Lord of the Flies.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, kind of seems kick-ass to me. But, you know.
That is a Suk-esque environment.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would have thrived in that. But you can't say that out loud. You keep that to yourself.
He said some people got very close. There were friendships that were made and friendships that were lost. All the things you would imagine with a group of people unanchored from their home lives on the other side of the world. In the intense pressure cooker of the working environment with eye-melting heat and insects and late nights. Mm. They say in the show, what happens in Thailand stays in Thailand, but there's an off-screen White Lotus as well with fewer deaths, but just as much drama. When asked to elaborate, he said, I will not. I became very close to some people and less close to others, but we still all had that experience together, and there's a certain level of discretion required.
And yet, you did the one thing you can't do. You had no discretion. I can't be like, oh my God, Mrs. Buckley, You should have seen it. It was the craziest thing you've ever seen. I can't elaborate, but trust me, S got crazy, and then just walk away. And
don't
then,
twist my words. People are taking this the wrong way.
And then go to Buck and be like, I don't know what she's pissed about, dude. I didn't say anything.
So
dude, I have no tolerance for people that are like this. This also goes for, I'm not going to name names, but I had something similar. Like, when you're out and about, guess what? No photographs, dip S's. If someone is out there getting into some stuff, the last thing you do is take photos and then, like, send them to other people that are like, haha, this is hilarious. Dude, you do that, you don't get to be around me anymore. Like, that's just, that just doesn't happen. Just not cool. Yeah, this bothers me so immensely.
So the internet sleuths are out.
Yeah, of course.
And they have figured out that, or they are, not figured out.
Speculating?
They are speculating that it's Rick and Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick and Chelsea, if you didn't watch the show, that's Walter Goggins.
Chelsea yeah. Chiklets.
And his girlfriend in the show.
Yeah.
They were a thing in the show. Mm-hmm. And they point out that her real name is Amy Lou Wood.
Yeah.
And they point out that the two did not follow each other on Instagram and never tagged each other in their posts after the episode. Mm-hmm. It also didn't help after last weekend when Goggins commented on an SNL sketch that spoofed Rick and Chelsea's storyline, writing, ha 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 amazing.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't like it because, no. as mentioned earlier, made fun of her teeth.
She started crying.
She called it mean and unfunny.
Yeah.
So, you know, they haven't said anything about that, but that's what internet is. Yeah. They're trying to speculate on that.
I'm also, Schwarzenegger's handsome ass in Thailand for 3 months. You know that dude was getting into some stuff. And you know what? Look at him. He's like 20-something years old. Good for him. And the last thing he needs is old-ass Jason Isaacs blowing up his scene. And if you're Goggins, again, mind your own business, Isaacs. What are we doing? It's just, this is one of those, like, we all have our pet peeves. This is one of my pet peeves. This is one of my great pet peeves. Doesn't involve you, shut up.
Well, especially after you leave little breadcrumbs indicating that something much bigger happened, and then you're like, wait a second, where would you get that idea? I wouldn't, don't do that.
No, it wasn't me. Of course, I wasn't. My guess is you were probably involved in it, too. You even said yourself.
So who do you think did it?
Then you probably.
You think Schwarzenegger got with one of the three ladies?
Probably. My guess is Schwarzenegger made the rounds.
Yeah. He's probably
rounding bases.
I bet that Valentin guy did pretty well for himself.
Oh, yeah. The Russian dude.
The Russian dude who worked for the hotel?
Dude, that dude's handsome as can be.
I'd sleep with him.
Exactly.
And somebody on the text line said that Mook is a Korean pop star.
Yeah, the gal?
The Vietnamese, or the Thai gal.
Yeah, the Thai gal. Yeah, my daughter listens to her. They're all into that K-pop and stuff over there. And yeah, they said she's like a huge deal over there. And then they had that really handsome Asian masseuse dude.
Pornchai. I like that guy.
Yeah, dude. That whole set was just made to be Thunderdome. And then you got the old guy there claiming that, just saying. Saying, but I'm not saying.
Yeah, she's like a pop star, huh?
Yeah, she's a singer.
Look at her.
I'd like to believe that the old lady was the one getting it on.
Oh, Kun Sri Tala? Yeah.
I want that guy, or that gal pulling a Jody Allen.
What if it was Parker Posey slutting it up?
I think I'd rather party with the old Asian lady. Parker Posey, that's all.
Well, the hard part about that show is you don't really like any of the characters. They're all just kind of awful.
Yeah.
I mean, who do you...
I don't think they're supposed to be likable.
I know.
Any of them, especially
the
guests.
That's the whole point. I think that rubs a lot of people the wrong way because some people want somebody to cheer for.
Yeah.
There really isn't a winner in
White Lotus. That is one of my problems with it. And I don't like shows where they have no one, and I mean no one that has... Even if you're a bad guy, I can still pull for you a little bit. Like Goggins should have been the guy that we pulled for, but they didn't do a good job with his character.
No.
There was no one. Like, you can be the bad guy. Believe me, I'll root for the bad guy. I think the best guy there was... who was the guy that murdered Jennifer Coolidge? What was his name? The old rich guy.
Gary.
Yeah.
He was probably my favorite one in that whole thing.
He might have been the best. He might have stole that season, Uncle Rico.
You know, I just... you can't make everybody unlikable.
Well, they do.
I struggled with that.
Well, that's the same as... oh, my God. HBO Succession.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, even
they're all pretty unlikable.
They are, but there were a couple that if you're a bastard but you have style, like Logan Roy may have been the world's biggest a-hole, but he did it with style and he was a great villain, and so you kind of liked him. Like, in a bad way. They're just, I don't know, this season of White Lotus just didn't. And I love Goggins, and I love, like, Sam Rockwell. I wanted Sam Rockwell to be better. It just wasn't.
I thought he was good.
The end of it was great, but it didn't.
He stole a couple scenes,
but his whole storyline was sloppy, and
I agree with that.
It just didn't work. And next, when it comes out with season four, I'm telling you what, that thing's hanging by a thread. It's going to get me for about one or two episodes, and it better start good, otherwise I'm out.
Was discussing this with friends, but where should they place the next White Lotus? I know we've talked about the travel tour, but if you were just going to pick another luxury location, where would you want them to do a season?
Dubai. You could get into some Middle East stuff with some Saudi money.
I think
they have to go to one of these.
It has to be a Four Seasons.
Well, I don't know if it has to be a Four Seasons, but it's, you know, they're going to like high end,
right?
Yeah,
hotels. I wonder if they could do like a ski chalet type situation.
Is there a place on earth that's more high end than Dubai?
No,
I mean you could, and I'm telling you, that's like one of the richest, most debauched. Like, you could get into some stuff,
and you could do some things plot line wise with the customs there and stuff like that.
Customs and drinking and running afoul of law, and then you throw in a prince or something. You could rope me in there. You could also rope me into like a high-end African safari type place.
Ooh, I like that.
They're saying...
Someone gets caught in a lion cage.
So the guy, Mike White...
Yeah, he's the creator.
Yeah, he has already hinted to Rolling Stone about where they're going to go for season four. And he said, I want to get a little bit out of the crashing waves against rocks vernacular.
I can see that.
And some are speculating that perhaps a ski resort season is coming.
That's what Buckley was saying.
So...
Yeah, you could do the
Swiss Alps.
Yeah,
type
Swiss
thing.
Alps somewhere there.
Yeah.
If you wanted to take it back, you could do something up in like Canada. You know, if you wanted to do do a Canadian super nice. Oh, you've been to Victoria? Oh yeah, you betcha.
They are saying it will be somewhere in Europe.
Oh, okay.
Because they're already scouting locations, and the scouting people have said it's going to be in Europe.
Yeah. I'm reading speculation for Norway potentially.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Buckley says, let's break.
Let's. So I can celebrate Juan Soto finally doing something. Ooh, yeah.
When we come back on The Fan.
Fan.
The secret to toppling an empire appears to be drugs.
Is there anything they can't do?
That's next. Here's Buck.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh no, they were hurting you so bad. Oh no.
New research shows that barbarians who toppled the Roman Empire were high on hallucinogenic drugs.
Sounds about right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, if you were going to go attack the greatest empire that the world has ever known, wouldn't you get a little messed up beforehand?
Well, you know, if you put it that way, you kind of, it does make sense. It's like, look, this is...
A lot of you going to die here. So.
Yeah, we're going to die, or this is really traumatizing, or this is really hard, and I just need a little, you know, I need a little little how's your father before
I
head out there.
The whole thing with, like, the Viking berserkers, you know, you hear those stories. Yeah, they'd get these warrior dudes, and they would get them all hopped up on medieval bath salts, and then be like, ah, go run in there and start screaming and chopping at people, and they would, like, get naked and wear, like, bear skins. That's probably a pretty scary thing to see a bunch of dudes that are all messed up, like, ah, charging you.
This shocking conclusion has come from Polish experts who studied 241 spoon-like utensils found across Northern Europe and Scandinavia that were worn on warriors' belts. Mm. They believe the warriors used them to take drugs such as opium and cannabis, as well as other substances that eased their fears, boosted their aggression, and caused hallucinations.
Yeah. Again, it sounds a lot like the Viking berserkers.
And they're basically saying this because the size of the utensils meant that they were impractical for any other use. Why else would they wear them on their belts?
I love it. So they were just doing a bump or two? Again, I...
Microdosing?
If you're telling me, I don't think you're microdosing, if you're telling me that I have to go charge a big wall or an army and I'm in front and chances are I'm going to die, you're damn right I'm taking some hallucinogens.
Well, it's like, okay, so here's a picture of a lot of their weapons.
Yeah.
There is the spoon.
Oh, yeah, we know what that's
like,
for.
What is that for other than, like, you're not gouging anyone's eye out with that.
Y'all want to buy some drugs?
Dude, it'd be like if you saw a modern soldier today and he had a key on his belt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, dude, you got a mailbox key there? Yeah, don't worry about what that's for. Just
what's that tiny spoon for?
What's that little mirror?
We're fine. Again, I think we can all admit that back in the day, they were a little less preachy and judgy about these sorts of things.
Yeah. Well, listen,
the Romans.
If I'm going to be on your front lines,
yeah,
you better believe. Let me attach my little spoon to my belt.
Thank you.
I do heroin, okay? It's what helps me get through it. Don't be judging.
Yeah.
Don't be hating.
Well, I mean, there's stories too, like in World War I, World War II, those boys that were out there in the trenches and charging things. Yeah, dude, they were all messed up too. And they're giving pilots opiates and like speed to stay awake. And
multiple people on the text line pointing out that Hitler gave his troops either speed or meth.
Yeah.
It's let me see what, like, I can't imagine what ancient war, like, I know what, you see, like, video of what modern war looks like. I can't imagine ancient war. Hey, you line up there, you run at each other and then stab each other with, like, blunt objects. See what happens.
Nah. Yeah, like, do you have it in you to be, like, one of William Wallace's crew?
No.
Where you just hold some shoddy stick up and start running at a bunch of bros and...
Dude, I'll tell you right now, you know my strategy. I'm in the rear. And then I fall down, put a dead body on top of me, and then wait for the war to be over and pop up and be like, what?
What?
Yeah.
I survived.
I was there. Did you see me? I killed like 9 people. It's like, what? I didn't see him. Like, oh, no, I was on the other. What flank were you on? I was on the left.
Yeah, it's a great plan because it's so chaotic. No one knows.
No one knows. Bottom line is I need to get out of there. You're telling me you being in the front line of that, like, you ain't making it out of that thing. Like in the movies, they show William Wallace in the front. No, he wasn't, I promise you. No one who was really valuable. It was some dude that was, like, you know, named expendable. All right, we're putting you in the front. Run that way. See what happens.
I'm the guy on the horse who just runs off to the left.
I like it.
Into the woods.
Yeah. Can I shoot some arrows or, I don't know, hey, be in charge of, like, a catapult or something? I was sick that day. Just show up fashionably late. It's like I'm watching from the woods. Wait for it to be done.
I had it down as 7. I'm sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. I missed it.
I have concepts of a plan.
Exactly.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, well.
We's
about out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Big show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Playoff play-in.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even get to that.
I know.
It was a good weekend in the NBA. Your Golden State Warriors fall into the play-in.
Dude.
But if they win, they get the Astros. Or not the Astros.
The Rockets.
The Rockets.
So that's the silver lining.
Which is what you want.
But their last 3 home games, they blew double-digit leads in all of them. Mm-hmm. If they win all of those, they have the 3 seed. Instead, they're playing in the play-in as a 7.
Yeah, but they got to beat, like, what, the Kings?
They got to beat Ja and the Grizzlies tomorrow night, and then you get the 7, and then you get the Rockets. So I think they could do that.
Yeah, you're right.
So they have to win 2 games.
I think if you lose this game, you go to the next.
Yeah.
Like
7 and 8. When you're 7 and 8, it's 1 and you're in.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
And then the loser of that game
waits for the
9-10.
Yeah.
And then has to win. So you get 2 cracks at it, but you only have to win 1 to get in when you're the 7 when you're the 7-8.
So which would you rather have, the 6 seed or the 3 seed and playing the 6, who I think is, what, Minnesota?
Yes, the Lakers get Minnesota.
Would you rather have that, or would you rather just have to win 1 game against Memphis and then get Houston?
I don't mind having Houston being your first real matchup. I think what I probably would have preferred something in the middle where they'd maybe take on the Clippers. We're in the 4-5 matchup, but
the Clips.
Hey, the Western playoffs should be good.
Pretty wide open.
Like Denver pulled their head out of their ass. They've won 3 in a row. Houston's got a great record, but are way unproven.
OKC still got to prove it.
OKC still has to prove it. You know, the Lakers are going to be a tough out. The Clippers have figured it out. Golden State looks like a contender since the Jimmy Butler trade. The East is whatever. I could give a damn. Just give me, fast forward to Boston and Cleveland. But, dude, the West is going to be fun.
Let's get it. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Everyone excited for that Magic Hawks tilt in the East tomorrow?
God. Whoa. They're playing. Have you seen who the play-in is in the East? The records?
Well, only like 10 teams have been eliminated, if you think about it.
Dude, we get Orlando and Atlanta, 41 and 41 and 40 and 42, and then Chicago and Miami that are both below 500.
Who's Miami have left?
Jaime Jaquez and Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero. And they still have Bam.
2 white guys?
Oh, yeah, they got Bam.
They got Bam.
Oh, Bam's still there.
Yeah.
Well, Jaime is Hispanic.
Mm-hmm. Isn't,
he's not white?
Isn't Jaime Jaquez?
Isn't the Golden State kid, isn't he there?
Andrew Wiggins?
Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
Oh, they have wigs.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that.
No, that was involved in the Butler trade.
Yeah, all right.
Rock chalk, baby.
Sometimes when you're talking about like who's on who in the NBA, there's a lot of like, I think.
Well, for us, there is.
Yes.
No,
I am not.
Not for everyone.
No. I am not the foremost leader on who plays where.
Everybody have a great night, okay? We are back tomorrow, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.